process of handling aging is learning to accept something that's inevitable, that you can't obviously change, and that in accepting it, it loses its power to kind of bother you and disturb you, and you sort of see that aging is fine. You kind of go along with it. How do I handle, me personally, the process of aging? And what are the pros and cons of it, of actually getting older? So for me, the process of aging has been a largely, sometimes kind of painful experience, mostly because of the physical aspect, where the things that you used to do, you can't do anymore. Your body starts breaking down. You have more kind of pains and things like that. And you have to slow down. You can't like lift as many weights. You can't swim as many laps. You can't run as many miles. And so you have to accept that. And for somebody like me, it's been very difficult. I've accepted it. And so the process of handling aging is learning to accept something that's inevitable, that you can't obviously change. And that in accepting it, it loses its power to kind of bother you and disturb you. And you sort of see that aging is fine. You kind of go along with it. And so I notice a lot of people, particularly in my generation, who won't accept these things. They're just going to exercise as much as they did before. They're going to work out as hard as they did before. They're going to find all of these miracle drugs, all of these miracle things that keep their body from aging. And I understand it because I understand the spirit behind it. But at some point, you have to come to terms with this is what happens to you. You know, your eyesight starts weakening. Your hearing isn't as good as it used to be, you know, many, many things that happen like that. And so learning to accept things is a very, very powerful skill and something you have to do in life. There's a book that I read. It's not a perfect book, but I enjoyed mostly. It's a book called Radical Acceptance, Tara Brach. And she's a practicing Buddhist and American. It's a very interesting writer. And the idea comes from Buddhism, and the idea is to radically accept all of the circumstances that have come to you in life and to embrace them, because that's just it. You can't control these things. And it's sort of similar to amor fati, embracing everything that happens to you. It's a very beautiful philosophy, and it makes life flow much more easily. So I notice sometimes I get frustrated and angry, particularly with my stroke, that I can't pick things up. Or I can't walk the way I used to do, and I start getting angry. And then I go back and I go, that's just ridiculous. It's just, these are just circumstances. It's not good or bad. It's who I am. It's just life as it is. Just learn to accept it. Calm down, calm down, calm down. So the process of aging is learning to go with it. Now, you can go too far with that, and you can slow down and go, damn it, I'm turning 60. I'm just going to sit at home. I'm not going to do anything, you know? You age in your mind mentally before you physically fall apart. And so here I am in my 60s. I'm getting up in my 60s, I'm afraid to say. And I take bike rides that I think 40-year-olds wouldn't take, because I want to feel like I can still challenge myself and do things on a level that's pretty imposing for somebody my age. I don't want to age mentally to the point where I have to avoid all of these things. I have to avoid all of these foods. I have to avoid all of these risks. I can't do this or that or the other. You end up aging yourself mentally. So you can go too far with that acceptance thing. But at some point, you want to learn to kind of accept the fact that this is the process of life. And so the pros of it are things that used to matter to me, that got me so angry and upset when I was younger. I don't care anymore. I don't care so much what people think about me. If I'm in a social situation and everyone wants to go out to some club or to some party afterwards, I go, no, I want to go home. I'm tired. You know, I got to get some rest. They'll start going, oh, come on. I don't care. I don't give a shit what you think about me. I'm going home. Whereas when you're in your 20s, you really cared what people thought about you. You want to go along with the group or the crowd. I don't care anymore. I just do what I want to do. Things that mattered to me when I was in my 20s or 30s, they just don't matter to me anymore, particularly now since I've kind of faced death face to face very closely. That's not important. That doesn't matter, because we all die, and you know, it just loses its significance to you. The cons are a loss of energy and a loss of kind of innocence. When you're in your 20s, there are all these films and books and cultural things that you've never seen before. It's so exciting to see things for the first time. It's so exciting to go to Paris for the first time, right? Wow, what a great world. Now I've seen that all, it doesn't have that impact for me as much. And the energy level is down. So I'm not as excited or as enchanted by things as when I was young. And I really miss that. And I struggle to try and get over that and return to that youthful spirit that I miss very deeply. But on the other hand, the calmness that comes with aging and the acceptance and the fact that I'm not so frantic. The thing that really bothers me and that I really kind of hate is people who won't accept death, who believe that they can live forever, that they can find a way to extend their life to when they're 150 years old. And I go, Jesus Christ, if I lived till I was 150, everybody I knew would be dead. I'd be alone in this world with all these young people who are not interesting to me at all. They're things that the books that they write, the films that they make, I don't care about it. I feel so alone that it would be hell. It'd be hell to live that long and see all of your family, all of your friends, all the people that you cared for dead and gone and this whole strange world emerging. No, it's okay to die. It's okay to leave this world. That is part of the experiment. That's part of the game that was given to us. You get these 50, 60, 80 years to be on this planet and have fun, and then it's over, like every animal, every insect has ever had to experience. So just having that perspective and accepting it and accepting death and embracing it in some way has been a very positive aspect of getting older for me. If I could go back to my 20s though, tomorrow, I would do it in a flash. So don't get me wrong.